Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about overthinking in our relationships or overthinking in romantic settings. A month ago, John Earnshaw said something with regards to relationships that was so poignant that I wrote it down in my notes. I copied it into my notes and I've been thinking about it, and finally I'm like, I think I'm ready to do a video on it. And so basically what he was saying is that a lot of people, and this is the gist of it, a lot of people end up falling for us as INFJs for some random reason. Perhaps we are really good at talking to people or helping people out, or perhaps we are great at empathy, or perhaps we're really good at some random task that they saw us doing and they're like, wow, you're awesome. And so, you know, that person will tell us that usually. That's usually how a relationship begins, I believe. I'm not an expert, but the other person usually says, "Oh, I love that you do that. It really is so attractive. I love you for that." And what happens in our overthinking, over anxiety-based mind is that we start overanalyzing what we're doing. And we're thinking to ourselves, but that's not really who I am. I'm not really that empathic, or I'm not really that cool, or I'm not really that person. And so what we start doing is that we start becoming self-conscious of that particular thing that we do that this person fell in love with. And because we become self-conscious of it, we stop doing it. And then that person maybe doesn't like us anymore, or still likes us, even though we're not doing it anymore. But we think in our head, ah, okay, cool. So I've stopped doing what they really liked me for in the beginning. So it must mean that they don't like me anymore. Cool. That means that they are not interested in me anymore. Great. They shouldn't be interested in me anymore, anyways, because, or in any case, because I am not as awesome as they think I am. So good. Everything's fine. No need to worry about anything. They're not gonna fall for me. This relationship is over before it even started. Yeah. There's so much wrong with the situation, and so much wrong with the way we deal with relationships. I don't even want to get into all of it, but the basic part of it that I wanted to get into is our self-consciousness. When someone tells us that we're doing something right, we get really self-conscious about it. Very simple example in my life is these videos that I do. Now, one of the main reasons why I do these videos indoors, as you guys can see, is not only because the lighting is perfect and I can have a serene background so it doesn't distract you too much, because I know INFJs get distracted very easily. I did a video recently outside where the garage door thing kept on going up and down, the parking garage. And a lot of people messaged me saying, "Oh my God, that was so distracting." And I'm like, "It's just a garage door opening thing. It's just a rod that goes up and down so that when the motorbikes are going out or the cars are going out or coming in, you know, it kind of prevents them from going out or in unless they're approved to come in and out." So I realized, you know, that and also, as I said, not only that reason, but also because I love the serenity of doing it in a space where there's no one around. Because, as I said, I become really self-conscious if even a single person's watching me doing these videos. I don't like it. And even if I'm doing it in a room and I know someone's walking past my door and I know they can hear me, I get extremely self-conscious and I stop being in the flow. I stop being in my mode, in my dreamlike state, and I get really self-conscious and I start saying things that I actually don't mean. And it's really terrible. I really don't like that aspect of me. And so I try not to become self-conscious in the way that I try not to do it in front of other people. This is a very simple example, but I noticed that some people, you know, they're like, "Oh, you're awesome. I love your videos. Can I watch you do your videos?" And in my head, I'm thinking, no, I don't think so, because whatever you love about me that happens in these videos, it happens in closed quarters. It happens again behind closed doors, because otherwise I would be so self-conscious, right? I think the general thing about INFJs, if someone starts watching us, we become really self-conscious about it. We don't like it. We don't want to do it anymore. We feel we're being judged, and we don't want to do something just because we're being watched. This happened to me recently as well. So I was at a market recently, and there's this lady, an older lady, much older, really old Thai lady, who sits there and who asks for alms, for money, begs for alms. And so I usually just give her 10 baht, 20 baht, not a big deal. It's nothing really, like it's like meaningless, right? To me, it's meaningless. To her, it has a lot of meaning. So I give it to her and I look into her eyes and I thank her for the opportunity for me to give her something. It's so easy to give her something and she's so appreciative of it. And so I did that, and then I got up and I started walking away, and I realized that people were watching me. Just random strangers. It's not anything that no one I knew. If it was someone I knew, I would be really upset about it with myself. But it was just strangers, and then, you know, I suddenly made eye contact with them and they smiled at me, and one of them gave me a thumbs up. And instantaneously, I started feeling angry at the situation, because I was like, I'm not doing this so you can give me a thumbs up. I'm not doing this so you can smile at me about it. Actually, why are you looking at me anyways? Why can't you just let me do what I want without looking at it, right? Really terrible way of looking at it, because it's just the person's acknowledging you and appreciating you for who you are and what you're doing. Why are you making such a big deal out of it? And in my head, I knew I was going crazy, and in my head, I knew I was being an idiot, but I couldn't help myself, or that's what I tell myself. And so I think we do this especially in romantic relationships, because we are so afraid of the idea that someone likes us for something that's not really real. For example, that day I was just feeling generous maybe, and I gave her the bot. Maybe another day people would see me and I would not give her money and I wasn't feeling generous. But because that particular day that person noticed me, they would think and attribute this this quality of generosity to me. It's false. I'm not really generous. I'm not. I usually don't give people money. I have all these ideas in my head. But for some reason, this person thinks that I am, right? And so we don't like the idea of someone falling for us for the wrong reason. And a lot of times, because we're so critical of ourselves, it is the wrong reason. I mean, it might be true, and it might be something that's a basic aspect or part of ourselves, but we still are like, no, you shouldn't fall in love with me for that reason, because what if I change? What if I'm not that person anymore? What if I stop doing that? Will you stop loving me? Will you stop being in love with me? Will you stop being having a crush on me? And so that's how we test people. And again, I've told you guys this before, and I'm not saying I'm good at it, but I'm really trying not to test people in that manner. A test is only a good test, or it's only right if you allow the person you're testing if you tell the person that you're testing, that you're testing them, right? If you are tested randomly and without knowledge, without foreknowledge, I think that's a very unfair test. But what we do as INFJs is that we give these unfair tests all the time. We'll sit there and we'll pretend that we're telling the person that we're testing them, but we don't. We don't actually give them all the information. And then we test them. And then when they obviously fail the test, then we're like, well, of course they failed. I mean, come on, they could never pass my test again. Like, come on. And so you're testing all these people unfairly, and then they're failing your test. And then you're like, yeah, cool, of course I'm not going to be in a relationship with this person. They failed the test. It's unfair to them because you haven't actually told them that you're testing them. Now, that's just not right, because you're supposed to tell. If you're testing someone, I think the idea should be that INFJ should start telling people that they're testing them. Because then the person has a better idea, and also they can choose to take the test or not. And if they choose to, it means that they like you and they really want to prove something to you. And that in itself is proof of the pudding. That in itself tells you something about that person that you want to know. And so I think I really don't like, and I've done this many times before, I've done tests where the person doesn't know that I'm testing them, and I end up testing them, and I don't like it. I don't want to test someone when they're unaware of it, because it's unfair. I wouldn't want to be tested when I'm unaware of it. And I don't know, I know I wouldn't want to do that to someone else. If I don't want to I don't want it to happen to myself, I shouldn't do it to someone else, right? And so that's the basic gist of it, is that don't test the person, yeah? Don't test the person like that. Don't pretend like you're not that person anymore. Don't give up that thing that you do because you want to make sure that they love you for who you are rather than for that particular thing. Love and lust are so complicated. It can't just be that one thing that person likes about you. It doesn't make any sense, right? It doesn't make any sense that the person only likes you because you are, you have white hair, or because you give money to beggars, or things like that. Love and lust, or love and crushes, are so complicated, and they probably like you for a myriad number of reasons, not just one or two reasons that you can give up on and test them, right? So we need to stop being self-conscious about it. We need to stop overthinking all of this and realize that, okay, cool, the person likes me. Let's stop overthinking about it. Let's stop overanalyzing it. Let's just relax and let it happen. Let it happen as it happens. Let them like us. Don't make a big deal out of it. Don't stop doing the things that you normally do because you want to test them. And if you want to test them, tell them you're testing them. Don't be unfair about it. And that's the basic essence of what I want to get at in this video. I hope I was able to make sense to you guys. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult because I know that it makes sense in my head, and then I speak and I'm like, I don't know. So if you have any questions, please comment below and I shall answer your questions, of course. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.